passion and love for your work is the ideal scenario and something we all aspire to. But to be realistic, not everyone gets that opportunity, at least not all the time. Sometimes we get paid to do work that we're skilled at doing, even if it isn't our dream job. Sometimes we work at a job because there's a demand for it and we need the income. There are bills to pay. So that's why I kind of cringe when I hear the cliche, love your job and you'll never work another day in your life. It's just not always attainable for everyone. So if you've ever been in this situation, you know there's no easy panacea, but one thing holds true. The job is what you make of it. The challenge is to recognize what's troubling you and learn ways to push through the, I call it the woe is me doldrums, and to find ways to accept and understand why you're doing the job and you're doing it right now and make it work for you. It's really easy to fall into the I'm the victim mentality. You blame your unhappiness on, you know, your boss is horrible or the long commute or, you know, lots of other factors, but that's really unproductive in so many ways. So when it comes to action steps you can take to make your job better, it starts with you. In this book, Love Your Job, I make the case for changing your attitude. You know, hitting the refresh button. And it's my way of, you know, it's starting from the inside. That's your solution. And it requires your inner approach to work, your mental game. So I talk about my hover concept. And what that stands for, it symbolizes looking down, surveying a situation, and then strategically tapping these five basic ingredients to create the change you need in your job and in your life. So let's start with the H, hope. H is hope, and hope is vital. Believe that you can reach your goals and you will find a way to do so. My goal is for you to work on developing that crucial internal psychological muscle as you read along through this book and through this workshop at SNAC. Optimism involves taking an upbeat view of your work. So the O stands for optimism, and it's all about your potential for success. For me, this is a core factor in loving what you do every day. When you're optimistic, you have a sense of enthusiasm that you can tap in to take action, to see possibilities and solutions to problems at work. It's kind of a can-do approach that lets you bounce back quicker from rejection and not feel the urge to kind of throw in the towel. It also opens your eyes to see how you can bring about change, not focus on how you can't. In my opinion, optimistic people tend to succeed in work and life because they're willing to take risks. They aren't afraid to fail because they know they will find a way to make it work and are willing to be patient and wait for it all to play out. They chip away at whatever the issue may be with the confidence that in the end, things will improve. And with each little chip, things will improve. One way to develop optimism is to focus on what's going right and stop thinking so much about what's going wrong or could go wrong. Again, I find that if you can keep a journal, this helps a lot. If you notice that the same concerns, the same worries and pessimistic views keep cropping up, it'll let you see where you need to make some changes or develop a way to let it go. And always keep a good list. And, you know, you might call it your gratitude list, as some people do. Use your list to kind of reset your day every day. Be grateful. Optimism flows from gratitude. Thankfulness is just an amazing anecdote to what ails you. Routinely take note of the things you like most about your job. Give yourself a moment or two to be grateful for whatever those things are. You know, reach out and thank someone who does a good turn for you or made your work shine in some way. It really makes you both feel good. An email is fine, but a handwritten note is always classy. And the trick is to physically feel that gratitude in your own heart. It might be something as straightforward as laughing with a colleague who works, you know, in the cubicle next to you or so forth. So, you know, this is just one of the big steps you can do. Now, another part of my hover sort of acronym is value. V is value. And that's critical. That means you have the inner confidence to know that if you put out the effort, you will get results or see progress. It means you yourself value your own work and skills and talents. It means you believe in yourself. That inner compass pulled by confidence will help you direct your actions. It's subtle, but those around you will sense it and respond to it. One way to build your sense of value is to continually be learning new things. To deal effectively with making changes in your work life, it helps to be engaged in changing yourself. The most inventive people I know frequently get involved in learning or self-improvement efforts. It's fun. I mean, what you do, you know, everything, when you start learning, everything around you kind of changes and becomes more interesting as you acquire knowledge. The E stands for enthusiasm. It's kind of an intangible get up and go factor that boosts your energy and helps you tackle changes, both internal and external. When you're enthusiastic, people want what you have. They want to be around you. They want you to be on their team. Enthusiasm is incredibly infectious and it's invigorating. The bottom line, being eager to try new things and see the upside of a project can lead you to some really interesting assignments and opportunities that will bring happiness in your work life in ways you may never have imagined. The R stands for resilience, or your knack for springing back in the face of adversity or failure. It's imperative to achieve happiness at work, and it's really hard to really understand the importance of resilience. But when you are resilient, you're attuned to sort of spotting trends and turning them into opportunities. Resilient people resist the urge to get bogged down in the past and instead keep looking toward the future. They're curious, they keep learning. You can teach yourself to be resilient. You can learn to be more comfortable in an environment where nothing stays the same and the old ways may no longer work. And trust me, that is the case in most situations. When you gain resilience, you can create a more successful career path. And at the same time, you find greater enjoyment in the rest of your life. So, you know, get your hover on. If you want to love your job, you will need to find ways to incorporate these qualities in your toolkit. Not everyone can put it all together at the same time, but that's what you're working towards.